It's time for Tacoma Rainiers Baseball with the voice of the Rainiers, Mike Curto.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Tacoma Rainiers Baseball. Mike Curto with you from Cheney Stadium, where it is another beautiful sunny day, and the Tacoma Rainiers are preparing to take on the Reno Aces in the final game of this homestand. Weather-wise, I wish we weren't going on the road. The weather has been perfect throughout this homestand. Baseball-wise, maybe the road might help the Rainiers this time around. The Aces have played Tacoma very tough in this series, and Reno has won four of the first six games of this series. Rainiers trying to salvage a victory in the finale here this afternoon. Our starting pitchers today, Jose Rodriguez on the hill for the Rainiers, 1-3 on the year with a 4.50 ERA, double play specialist. He's induced 11 double play grounders this year in 32 innings pitched. Pretty amazing right there. The sinker baller will be opposed by Reno lefty Blake Walston. Walston, 3-1. His earned run average is 2.36. That's the second best ERA in the Pacific Coast League. And Walston was very tough on the Rainiers in the series opener on Tuesday, holding Tacoma to just one hit in 7 1/3 innings in that game. The Rainiers hoping to maybe turn the tables on him here on this Sunday afternoon. Should be a good one today. Tacoma and Reno, game 7 of this series. On the year, the Rainiers are 6-5 against Reno head-to-head, but Reno has already won this series, having won four of the first six games. Well, today on our Sunday interview, we're going to visit with manager John Russell. We are using the automated ball strike challenge system today, and I thought it might be time to talk to John about robot umpires and automatic balls and strikes and the challenge system, which has just been implemented in the last 2 weeks. So we'll visit with John Russell and discuss this new technology that we're trying out in AAA now. And John's been in the major leagues a lot in his career, over 20 years in the big leagues as a player, coach, and manager. So he'll bring a bit of a unique perspective to it. We'll visit with John Russell when the Rainiers pregame show continues right after this.
At Renewal by Anderson, we've got all your bases covered as your full-service replacement solution. We design it, we build it, we install it, and we guarantee it. See why over 23,000 Western Washington homeowners have had us on their team. Let us go to bat for you on your next window or patio door project. Call 253-242-2736 or visit us online at renewalbyanderson.com.
Rainiers Baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Things are reaching a fever pitch at Lucky Eagle Casino as we give away the final $40,000 of our $140,000 Spring Fever cash prizes all in one night. Keep entering daily and remember, double entries on Sundays and Thursdays. Ooh. Join us on Saturday, May 20th from 4 to 10 p.m. for a chance to take home your share of $40,000 cash. Learn more and catch Spring Fever at LuckyEagle.com.
Lucky Eagle.
Today we visit with Tacoma Rainiers manager John Russell. John, thanks for joining me today.
You bet.
Today's subject, automated balls and strikes, or the robot umpire. I thought it'd be interesting to talk to you about this. I mean, you've spent decades of your life in the major leagues, and this might be coming to the big league someday. You're experiencing it for your first time. What are your thoughts on just the automated system and having a computer call balls and strikes?
You know, I wasn't real sure when we first started this year, but going through it, I think it's been pretty good. I think the hitters, I think it's helped them. I think it it creates a little bit better understanding what the strike zone is. You know, then you don't get into situations where, you know, a couple balls off the plate, a missed call, you know, they could change it in a bat. You know, sometimes it doesn't help your pitchers out as much, but, you know, I think for the hitters, I think it does put it in perspective to where they, you know, learn their strike zone a little bit better and, you know, lay off some, you know, some pitches that might just clip the zone, or, you know, their definite balls are just off, and I think it does help them a little bit. It takes a little bit away from the pitchers, you know, where they don't get some of those calls. But, you know, overall, you know, I've been pretty pleased with it. I think it's, you know, it keeps the game moving. You don't really argue because, you know, there's really nothing to argue. So, but so far, I've been pretty impressed with it.
And it's not just the automated system that we're using. Well, it's in place for every game, but it's only actually used permanently on every pitch right now on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday games. On the weekends, we now have what they're calling the challenge system, and this just started a couple weekends ago, where the human being calls the balls and strikes, but then the players can ask for a challenge and go to the robot umpire to determine ultimately what the pitch was. What are your thoughts on this system?
Yeah, I think it's pretty good. You know, what I've seen is that I think, you know, doing the system where it's automated for the first 3 days, I think it, you know, the umpires that really pay attention to it, I think it helps them, you know, with a little more understanding of the strike zone as well. And, you know, they don't call a lot of the pitches that maybe they used to, because they're seeing what is a strike and what is a ball more often according to what the, you know, the system says. So I think that's helped. You know, we get the three challenges. If you're right, you keep it. And on the games that I've seen, most of the challenges, you know, you don't get. You know, so I think the umpires are doing a pretty good job of really understanding what the strike zone is according to the system, and I think it has helped them as well. And, you know, but it gives you an opportunity in a big situation. If you think it's a questionable call, you know, you have the right to challenge it. You know, and, you know, sometimes it goes in your favor, sometimes it doesn't. But, you know, those balls that just clip it, you know, they're sometimes they look like they're definite balls. And, you know, our guys have been pretty good about, you know, using it when it's appropriate and try not to use it just, you know, nobody on your first or second pitch of the at-bat, you know, and try to save it to where it's a bigger situation and you might get a call and where the umpire feels like it might have just clipped the zone and it didn't. So, you know, I think it's pretty good system, but what I've seen is the umpires have done a pretty good job of keeping it consistent with, you know, the system that they're using Tuesday through Thursday, and you don't see many calls overturned.
Did you have to have a meeting with the team or anything prior to the implementation of the challenge system to kind of discuss when the right times to challenge are?
Yeah, we go over it. You know, we've talked about it, and, you know, sometimes, you know, because you can't say anything from the dugout. If you do, then you're not able to challenge. And, you know, so we've, you know, tried to make it where it's a little bit more strategic and, you know, not just out of frustration. And, you know, sometimes that's part of the game. You know, a hitter gets frustrated and maybe he's not having a good night and, you know, he just thinks it's a ball and wants to challenge it. So, you know, we try to keep that in mind as well. But our guys have been pretty decent about, you know, making the right call, especially with guys on base where, you know, you might get the call and sometimes it really puts you back into a big advantage in the count. So that's one of the things we talked about. If it's a big advantage and, you know, it puts you in a situation to be offensive as opposed to defensive, then it's the right time to challenge. But yeah, we talk about it quite often.
Now to finally wrap up the subject, do you think that either of these systems will work in the major leagues, and should they be implemented up there?
You know, there's a lot of question whether that's going to be, you know, something that they would use. You know, we've talked about, you know, because the catchers work really hard on, you know, their presentation of the pitch and how they catch the pitch. And if you have the automated system, you just really basically have to catch the ball because you're really not influencing the umpire whatsoever. So that would change some things there. So, you know, I don't know. I mean, it just depends, you know, what they really feel. You know, the umpire kind of takes, you know, a lot of the guesswork, obviously all the guesswork away from the umpire as well. So now just the judgment calls are going to be more on the bases. But in the big leagues, you have a challenge system. So you know, it's interesting. So it just depends. But I wouldn't be totally opposed to it at all.
It sure is interesting to watch it unfold all here at the AAA level as well. John, thanks a lot for the visit. Appreciate hearing your thoughts on this subject, and good luck today.
All right, thank you.
That's John Russell, manager of the Rainiers. I'll be back with the starting lineups in today's game right after this.
Our state has changed a lot in the last 140 years. We know because MultiCare has been here, guided by a single purpose, making our communities healthier. That comes from making courageous decisions, partnering with local communities to grow programs and services, and expanding healthcare access to those who need it most. Together, we're building a healthier future. Learn more at multicare.org.
At BECU, we don't charge our credit union members to access their own money. Just ask Devin.
It's really easy and super, super convenient.
Join BECU for free checking, no minimum balance requirement, and access to over 30,000 surcharge-free co-op network ATMs nationwide. Visit becu.org/free checking to learn more. Membership required. Restrictions apply. Federally insured by NCUA. Member compensated for participation. BECU. Power in people.
When you download the Fred Meyer app, you have easy access to savings every day. Get the most out of weekly sales and receive personalized coupons to save on your favorite items, all while earning one fuel point for every dollar spent. Fred Meyer makes it easy to save while you shop, whether it's in-store or online, so you get the most value out of every trip every time. Download the Fred Meyer app now to save big on your next purchase. Fred Meyer, fresh for everyone. Must have a digital account to redeem offers. Restrictions may apply. See site for details.
Taking a look at the starting lineups in today's ball game. First, for the visiting Reno Aces, who have a record of 22 wins and 16 losses. They're the Arizona Diamondbacks AAA club, managed by Blake Lawley. Leading off and playing center field is Jorge Barroza. Batting second, the third baseman Buddy Kennedy. Hitting third, playing second base today, is Phillip Evans. P.J. Higgins bats cleanup. He's at first base. Hitting fifth is right fielder Dominic Canzone. Tristan English will hit sixth. He's the designated hitter. Batting seventh is left fielder Diego Castillo. Hitting eighth and doing the catching is Ali Sanchez. And batting ninth, the shortstop, Jake Hager. On the mound for Reno, left-hander Blake Walston. Walston is 3-1 with a 2.36 ERA. The Tacoma Rainiers are 18-20 on the year. The Mariners AAA club is managed by John Russell. Leading off for the Rainiers will be Cesar Hernandez. He's at second base. Batting second and playing third base is Jake Shiner. Hitting third, center fielder Cade Marlowe. In the cleanup spot, the designated hitter Brian O'Keefe. Batting fifth and playing left field is Cooper Hummel. Hitting sixth, the right fielder Zach Deloach. Jacob Nottingham bats seventh. He does the catching. Hitting eighth is first baseman Pat Valleca, and batting ninth, the shortstop, Mason McCoy. On the mound, Jose Rodriguez, 1-3 with a 4.50 ERA. Our umpires today, behind home plate calling the balls and strikes, is Kelvis Velez. At first base is John Bacon. He's the crew chief. And over at third, it's Jonathan Beretta. Tacoma and Reno, last meeting in Tacoma of the year between these two teams, although they still have 12 games to play in Reno head-to-head this year. That's going to do it for today's pregame show. We'll be back with the first pitch at the start of today's game right after this.
Ready for an MVP move? No matter what size your business is, Tacoma Power may be able to help reduce operating expenses. Making your business more energy efficient can help lower monthly utility bills. Tacoma Power offers incentives on LED lighting, HVAC upgrades, and more. Efficient lighting is one of the best investments to save energy, improve safety, and reduce maintenance. Learn more at mytpu.org/bizrebates.
Just as business owners are adjusting to the new normal, there's a new normal that's emerging now, which feels a little like old normal, but not really normal at all. So where does that leave you? Hopefully, with a great insurance partner, like Propel Insurance. We'll help you understand the coverage that's vital for your business right now and work with you to adapt coverage as needed. Plus, our in-house claims team is here for you 24/7, because that's what's normal to us. Learn more at propelinsurance.com.
Rainiers fans, do you know where your AAAs belong? No not your baseball team, your batteries. Once they've lost their charge and are no longer useful, household and rechargeable batteries can cause damage, fires, or injury if they're not properly disposed of. Never throw used batteries in your regular garbage or recycling. Even batteries from old cell phones, laptops, and other portable electronics can be hazardous if thrown in the trash. So take charge of your battery disposal and find a drop-off location near you at TacomaRecycles.org.
Our state has changed a lot in the last 140 years. We know because MultiCare has been here, guided by a single purpose, making our communities healthier. That comes from making courageous decisions, partnering with local communities to grow programs and services, and expanding healthcare access to those who need it most. Together, we're building a healthier future. Learn more at MultiCare.org.
Well, good afternoon, and welcome once again to Tacoma Red Ears Baseball. We're about ready to start this one, the Red Ears and the Reno Aces. Another beautiful day here in Tacoma, not a cloud in the sky. Nice breeze blowing in from left center field as we get things started. And the Red Ears have taken the field. Jose Rodriguez ready to go to work. Jorge Barroza stands in, and here we go. The first pitch of the game is on its way, and it's swung on and grounded to first base. Fielded by Valleca. Flip it to Rodriguez covering. One pitch, one ground ball, one out in the top of the first inning. Barroza bounces out to Pat Valleca. And now Buddy Kennedy will be the hitter. Rodriguez gets a lot of ground balls, and he uses that to his advantage with his ability to get double play grounders when he's in trouble. Buddy Kennedy now the batter, hitting .363, second in the league in batting average, and he takes up and away for a ball. Reno has the top two hitters in batting average going back to back here with Kennedy and the man on deck, Phillip Evans. They had 15 hits yesterday, 14 singles and a double. Sears went outside for a ball. Reno won that game 5-3. The Red Ears did a good job of limiting their runs considering how many base runners Reno had. 2-0 pitch is a fastball called a strike. Now it's 2-1. Again, we are using the challenge system today. That means the home plate umpire is calling the balls and strikes, and the players, the batter, the catcher, or the pitcher can challenge, and then they go to the automated system and see what the final call is, as here's a pitch in for a strike to Kennedy. And once the team has three incorrect challenges, they're out and can no longer challenge for the remainder of the game. 2-2 pitch coming. Down low for a ball. Count is full, 3-2. So three balls, two strikes. Rodriguez working with catcher Jacob Nottingham. Here comes the payoff, and it is swung on and hit in the air to right field. A high fly ball moving towards the corner a bit is DeLoach near the foul line. He makes the catch in fair territory, and that's the second out in the top of the first inning. So Buddy Kennedy flies out to right field, and now Phillip Evans will be the hitter. He's the league's leading batter at .419, only man hitting over .400 in the league at this point in the season. He has four homers, leads the league in on-base percentage at .550. Right-hand batter, and Rodriguez's pitch is poured in there for a strike. Right, here's are wearing the cream throwback uniforms today that were introduced last season with the fish on the shoulder, the salmon. Slamming Sam, the South Sound Salmon. So here's a pitch in for a strike, a check swing strike to Evans, and the count goes to 0-2. No balls, two strikes, two down. And the pitch is swung on and hit in the air, kind of similar to the one that Kennedy just hit down the right field line, but this slices and goes foul, landing on the grassy berm. So still no balls, two strikes. Good crowd on hand for this Mother's Day soiree. Happy Mother's Day to all the mothers out there. No balls, two strikes. And the pitch. Swung on, tapped up the third baseline, off the mound. Rodriguez picks it up, throws to first for the out, and the inning is over. Jose Rodriguez sets down the side. Three up, three down in the top of the first inning with a couple of grounders and a pop-up. We go to the bottom of the first. It's Reno nothing, Tacoma coming to the plate.
At Cannon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. You want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Cannon Electric, your home safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And we have our 5 super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at CannonElectric.com for more information. One of the nation's top children's hospitals, recognized by the LeapFrog Group, is right here in Tacoma. Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. They offer leading pediatric experts in orthopedics, surgery, cancer care, and much more, conveniently across the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's cares for the unique needs of each child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Find a pediatric urgent care, pediatrician, or a pediatric specialist at marybridge.org.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra. 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Oh, nice three up, three down, top of the first, delivered by Jose Rodriguez. And now the right ears come to the plate at the bottom of the first. Cesar Hernandez, Jake Shiner, and Cade Marlowe to bat this inning against the lefty Blake Walston, just 21 years old. And boy, was he tough in the series opener on Tuesday. His first pitch to Hernandez is taken for a strike. 0-1 the count to the right ears. Switch hitting second baseman who's batting right-handed. Hernandez hitting 284 with a 471 on base percentage. 0-1 pitch, swing and a miss, strike two. Walston on Tuesday went 7 1/3 innings, allowed one hit and one unearned run. He walked two, struck out seven. Was in utter control of that game. Here's one outside for a ball. And it was a very close game because Rodriguez pitched really well for the Rainiers. Same pitching matchup that we have today. And Reno ended up winning it 2-1. Really good game. Rainiers came up on the short end of it. Here's one up and away for a ball. 2-2. Manager John Russell said that Walston really commanded the strike zone well in that start. The stats say he doesn't always do that. He has 21 walks allowed in 34 1/3 innings this year. As Hernandez loops one up the middle, but it's caught by the shortstop Hager, ranging behind the second base bag. And there's the first out in the bottom of the first inning. So Hernandez retired on a flare to the shortstop. And now Jake Shiner, the hot-hitting third baseman for the right ears, comes to the plate. Shiner hitting 281 with a dozen homers and 32 runs batted in. And he takes the pitch down low for a ball, 1-0. Walston working with catcher Ali Sanchez. 1-0 pitch up high, 2-0. Reno has P.J. Higgins at first base, Phillip Evans at second, Hager at short, and Buddy Kennedy at third. Outfield is Castillo in left, Barossa in center, and Canzone is playing right. 2-0 pitch to Shiner is fouled out of play. The count goes to 2-1. On Tuesday, when the Red Ears had just one hit against Walston, it was Zach Deloach who got the hit. As here's a swing and a miss by Shiner. And that evens up the count 2-2. Next pitch swung on and grounded sharply to third, gobbled up by Kennedy, and Kennedy throws to first and nearly pulls Higgins off the bag, but Higgins was able to reel it in. And Shiner is out. Nice leaping grab at first base by P.J. Higgins. Cade Marlowe now the batter. And the pitch is taken outside for a ball, 1-0. The Red Deers have a lot of left-hand hitters, six of them on the roster, and only two are in the lineup today. Four are on the bench as manager John Russell started all of his right-hand hitters today. This pitch is inside, and are they saying that it hit the bat of Marlowe? Yeah, hit the bat of Marlowe. It is a foul ball. One ball, one strike, the count. Pitch was inside, and they say foul ball. 1-1 pitch, outside, 2-1. Left-hand hitters this year are just 2-for-37 against Walston, a 0.54 batting average. Although the one hit the Red Deers got against him on Tuesday was from a left-hand hitter, Deloach. 2-1 pitch, swing and a miss, and the count's even 2-2. Two coming. Swung on, grounded to the right side, and it's juggled, and Evans can't control it. And aboard at first base is Marlowe, and the Red Deers have their first base runner of the day, and they're going to give a single to Cade Marlowe. Evans ranging to his left, kind of lunged and had it kick off the heel of his glove and bounce away. Infield hit for Marlowe, and now Brian O'Keefe will be the hitter, and that's the third hit of the season by a left-handed batter against Walston. They don't happen that often. Now the pitch is in for a strike. Walston has a pedigree, by the way, first-round pick of the Diamondbacks in 2019. Well, Brian O'Keefe challenging this strike call by home plate umpire Kelvis Velez, so we consult the automated ball strike system. And we have, well, it's the very top of the zone, and they're claiming that that hit the very top of the zone. Goodness, just grazed it. So it is indeed a strike. Call upheld. There's the 0-1, and it is outside for a ball, 1-1. O'Keefe hitting 262 with eight homers. He had a hit and drove in a run yesterday. Walston with a 1-1. And the runner goes, swing and a miss for a strike. Throw to second base, goes into center field. And he started to go to third, but then stumbled and just held at second base. He'll be credited with a steal, his seventh of the year, and Marlowe is in scoring position, although O'Keefe's now behind in the count, 1-2. Marlowe started to go to third, fell down, and was like, nope. Hit back to the base. One ball, two strikes to O'Keefe. And the pitch from Walston is inside, two balls, two strikes. Now the 2-2. And it swung on and fouled off O'Keefe's left foot. And he is on the ground on all fours after fouling that one off his foot. And the Rainiers trainer, Eric Quinney, is going to go check on O'Keefe, who is slow to get up. It's his left shin. So they're checking on that left shin now. O'Keefe DHing this one. And he's going to continue this at bat. Normally he's the catcher, but today's DHing as Nottingham makes the start behind the plate. O'Keefe eases back into the batter's box now. Runner at second with two outs, two balls, two strikes to O'Keefe. And the pitch is swung on and slammed towards the right field corner on the move Canzone, and he makes a running catch. And that is the final out of the inning. Nice play by the right fielder Canzone, ranging towards the foul line to haul that in. And O'Keefe is the final out here in the fourth. No runs on a hit and one runner left. We go to the second inning. Tacoma and Reno are scoreless.
Long before founding Pirelli's in 1995, my father told me that the hard-working people of the Northwest were hungry. They wanted food that tasted good and filled them up. At Pirelli's, we've been nourishing the families and friends in our neighborhood with artisan pizza since 1995. This is pizza made for Northwest people by Northwest people. We call this Northwest Pizza.
Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology, from the pillow menu to the help me button in each room, Hotel Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure. The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Murano. Visit murano.com or call 866-986-8083.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at lexusoftacomafife.com.
No score between Tacoma and Reno. We go to the second inning of play here at Cheney Stadium on this sunny Sunday afternoon in Tacoma, Washington. Last game of the homestand. The Red Ears hit the road for a week, going to the land of enchantment, Albuquerque, New Mexico. As P.J. Higgins leads off the second for Reno, and Jose Rodriguez on the mound misses with the first pitch, ball one. Next pitch coming, and it's inside to Adele. The Red Ears' next home game will be Tuesday, May 23rd, and that's a day game. A little Tuesday day game at 11:35, then night games the rest of that week. That's actually the start of a two-week homestand. Series of strike to Higgins. The Red Ears have two homestands this year that are 12 games over 2 weeks, and the first one starts a week from this coming Tuesday. Here's a swing and a grounder to left side, gobbled up by Shiner, and he slings it to first base in time for the out, and one away at the top of the second inning. P.J. Higgins grounds out to Shiner at third. So one out. Now coming up is Canzone, left-hand hitter. Made the nice running catch in the bottom of the first for the final out in right field, and he takes the pitch from Rodriguez inside for a ball, 1-0. Now the next pitch is taken for a strike. 1-1 the count to Canzone. Now this pitch is high. 2-1 the count. Jose Rodriguez with his pitch, and it swung on and fouled to the screen, and that evens things up 2-2. Rodriguez 27 years old. He's from Venezuela, from Bolivar. Made his Mariners debut earlier this year. Got into one game for Seattle. Here's the pitch hit in the air to center. And lining it up is Marlowe. And comes in a few steps and makes the catch. And there's out number two. That ball was hit high in the air. And Marlowe moved to where he thought it was going to land. And while that ball was flying, the wind kicked up and started blowing it in. And Marlowe had to make a late adjustment and come in and grab it. So two down at the top of the second inning. And now Tristan English is the hitter. Here's the pitch. And it's a fastball low and away. English hitting 290 in his first nine AAA games with a homer. And he takes a fastball for a strike. One ball, one strike. Rodriguez operates in the low 90s with his fastball, and that last one was 93. Next pitch, hit of the air to right field. Deloach is there, and he makes the catch, and the inning is over. Three up, three down in the top of the second inning. Rodriguez sets down the side in order. We go to the bottom of the second. Tacoma and Reno are scoreless.
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure, cloud-first networking experiences.
One of the important keys to storm system maintenance lies in preventing sediments and debris from entering your storm drains. Our ProVac Regenerative Air Wet Vacuum Sweepers are the perfect solution for the job. Using controlled blasts of air to dislodge debris, it is then vacuumed up into a ProVac hopper. Our air wet vacuum sweepers are available for one-time services as well as continuous maintenance year-round. And remember, our 24-hour emergency fuel and oil spill response team is always available for immediate service.
The wait is over. Cheney Stadium's hallowed gates are open again, which means Tacoma Rainiers baseball is back. The sights, sounds, and smells of the ballpark are heightened after a long offseason. So grab the gang and kick off spring in South Sound splendor. Single game tickets to all the fun, food, fireworks, and family entertainment are available now at TacomaRainiers.com. Tacoma Rainiers, come for the baseball, stay for the memories.
No score between Tacoma and Reno. We go to the bottom of the second inning here at Cheney Stadium, and Cooper Hummel is set to lead things off here in the bottom of the second. Switch hitter bats right against the lefty Blake Walston, and the pitch is inside on a check swing, and he held up in time. One ball, no strikes. Hummel hitting 179, but with a 418 on base percentage because he's been walking so frequently, and he takes this next pitch outside for a ball. Two balls, no strikes. Next pitch, swing and a foul back. So two balls, one strike to Hummel. And the pitch is a swing and a miss. And that evens things up. Now the 2-2 coming. Swung on and hit on the ground the other way and into right field. A base hit for Cooper Hummel. Serving one to the opposite field. And he has a leadoff single here in the bottom of the second inning. And the Red Ears have their second hit of the game. And they have doubled their total from when they faced Walston on Tuesday. Now here's Deloach, who had the one hit on Tuesday. And is one of just two left-hand hitters in the Rainiers lineup. And the pitch is swung on, grounded, foul, first base side. So 0-1 the count. Now the next pitch is down and in for a ball. One ball, one strike. Now a toss to first base. Hummel's back in. Hummel has been a highly effective base stealer for the Rainiers. 8-for-8 in his base stealing attempts. And he's being held on by Higgins. Walston with the 1-1 pitch, and it's swung on and lined towards center, and that's going to get down for a base hit for Deloach. Moving up to second and stopping there is Hummel, and the Rainiers with back-to-back singles in the bottom of the second inning have put two on for Jacob Nottingham. So the Rainiers making some noise here. Nottingham hitting 208 in 15 games for Tacoma, but with four homers, and he's driven in 10. Right-hand hitter with a lot of pop, and the pitch is a swing and a liner into left field, and that's a base hit. Three in a row coming to third, and stopping is Hummel because this ball was hit hard, and the Rainiers have loaded him up with nobody out. Hummel at third, Deloach at second, and Nottingham at first. Rocket through the left side off the bat of Nottingham. And Pat Valleca is going to try to put the Rainiers on the scoreboard here. Valleca hitting 277 in 15 games. No homer, six runs batted in. And he swings at the first pitch and foul tips it. There's strike one. So three straight singles. Now Walston with the 0-1 pitch. Swung on and pulled, foul. A curveball that was up and Valleca out in front of it. Here's the 0-2 pitch. Swung on and pulled off the glove of the third baseman, and it trickles in the left. Hummel scores. Here comes Deloach. He's going to score. Two runs are in, and the Rainiers have a 2-0 lead here in the bottom of the second inning. This ball was hit sharply towards third. Lunging to his left, Buddy Kennedy reached out with the glove, deflected it, and it angled past the shortstop Hager out into shallow left, and it's a two-run single for Valleca, and the Rainiers have scored a couple of runs, and they have two on with no one out for Mason McCoy. Four straight hits to start the bottom of the second, and the pitch to McCoy is low and away for a ball. McCoy at 218 with two homers, 15 runs batted in. Now the pitch, check swing foul, first base side. So one ball, one strike to the Rainiers shortstop. Now the 1-1 pitch. In there for a strike, and the count goes to 1-2. time called. One ball, two strikes, the count to McCoy. And Walston's pitch is a swing and a miss, strike three. Got him with a fastball, and there's the first out of the inning. And the first strikeout for Walston today. And now Cesar Hernandez will be the bat. Hernandez popped up earlier. He is 0 for 1. Switch hitter will bat right-handed. Now swing and a grounder foul, third base side. Reiners with two runs in and a chance for more. The 0-1 pitch swung on and fouled away on the first base side, and that's out of play. Over the roof of the grandstand on the first base side. 0-2 the count. O-2 coming. Swing and a tapper foul on the third base side. So still no balls, two strikes. And the next pitch to Hernandez is a called strike three on the outside edge, and Hernandez goes down looking, and Walston has back-to-back strikeouts. So the first four batters in this inning all singled. And now the next two have struck out. And here's Jake Shiner, looking to change the most recent trend. He grounded out earlier, and he swings and misses at a breaking ball for a strike. The 0-1. Swung on, bounced to the left side, fielded at third by Kennedy. His throw to first is in time to get Shiner, and that wraps up the bottom of the second. But Tacoma scores a couple of runs, two runs on four hits. There were no errors and two runners left. We go to the third inning. It's Tacoma 2, Reno nothing.
Rainiers Baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at LexusofTacomaFife.com.
Our state has changed a lot in the last 140 years. We know because MultiCare has been here, guided by a single purpose, making our communities healthier. That comes from making courageous decisions, partnering with local communities to grow programs and services, and expanding healthcare access to those who need it most. Together, we're building a healthier future. Learn more at MultiCare.org.
2-0, Tacoma leads Reno. We head to the third inning of play here at Cheney Stadium. Jose Rodriguez on the mound, and the righty will face the bottom third of the Reno lineup. It'll be the 7, 8, and 9 hitters, Diego Castillo, Ali Sanchez, and Jake Hager. Castillo stands in, hitting 344, sixth highest average in the league. And the pitch from Rodriguez is inside for a ball, 1-0. Castillo with a six-game hitting streak coming into this one. Now the 1-0 is over for a strike, and that evens up the count, 1-1. So one ball, one strike. And this pitch is a check swing, and he went around, no question about it. And that's strike two. Rodriguez looking for his first strikeout. The pitch is chopped back towards him on the mound. He fields it in front of the hill and throws to first and gets Castillo. And one man's out at the top of the third inning. So Castillo with a little bouncer right back to the pitcher. And Rodriguez getting another ground ball out. And now Ali Sanchez is the batter. Sanchez, right-hand hitter, hitting 270 in 19 games with one homer for Reno. And the pitch from Rodriguez is a slider for a called strike, 0-1. Next pitch in for a called strike, 0-2. So Rodriguez again ahead of the count, no balls, two strikes. And the pitch is low and away for a ball. Rodriguez ready. Here's his 1-2 pitch, and it is just a little high. And that evens things up, 2-2. Great day for catching some sun here at Cheney Stadium. 2-2, low and away, ball three. Payoff pitch, low ball four, missed with a slider, and after getting ahead of the count, 0-2, Rodriguez missed with four pitches, and he walks him. So that'll bring Jake Hager to the plate, and this becomes the first opportunity for Jose Rodriguez to get a double play ball, which has really been a specialty of his this year, with 11 of them generated in 32 innings coming into play today. And the pitch taken inside by Hager. That's ball one. Hager's batting 250 with a homer, 13 runs batted in. And he is not necessarily an easy guy to double up. He runs pretty well. Next pitch, grounded towards short. Well, we're going to get a chance, but it's bobbled by McCoy, and then he goes to second, and they get the lead out there, but only the one. Even if he had fielded it cleanly, I'm not so sure they could have doubled up Hager. But McCoy, after initially gloving it, dropped it, picked it up, and then had time to get the lead runner out at second base. Sanchez forced out. Hager on at first on a fielder's choice, and now Jorge Barroza will be the batter. He grounded out his first time up. He's their leadoff man. He's 0-1. And Barroza takes a strike. Leadoff man today. He hit ninth in every game of this series until this one. They gave the leadoff guy, Jake McCarthy, the Sunday game off. 0-1 pitch in there for a strike, and the count goes to 0-2. So no balls, two strikes. Now a toss to first, and back in safely is Hager. O-2 pitch coming from Rodriguez, and it is swung on and popped up foul and out of play behind home plate. Now here's the 0-2 coming again to Barossa, and it's swung on and hit in the air down the left field line. Chasing is Hummel, but it's out of play. Still no balls, two strikes. Here comes the 0-2 again from Rodriguez. And the pitch is swung on and hit in the air towards center. Coming in on it, battling the sun is Marlowe, and he makes the catch in shallow center field, and that's the final out at the top of the third inning. Reno does not score. No runs, hits, or errors. One man left on base. We go to the bottom of the third. It's Tecoma 2, Reno nothing.
When you download the Fred Meyer app, you have easy access to savings every day. Get the most out of weekly sales and receive personalized coupons to save on your favorite items, all while earning one fuel point for every dollar spent. Fred Meyer makes it easy to save while you shop, whether it's in-store or online, so you get the most value out of every trip, every time. Download the Fred Meyer app now to save big on your next purchase. Fred Meyer, fresh for everyone. Must have a digital account to redeem offers. Restrictions may apply. See site for details.
To journalists at the News Tribune, local means life. It's why we get out of bed and sometimes why we get no sleep. We deliver news about community, catastrophe, creativity, camaraderie. To us, local means going the distance to get you up close to the story. Local means the News Tribune. Will you read local with us? Visit www.thenewstribune.com to subscribe.
Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology, from the pillow menu to the help me button in each room, Hotel Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure. The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Murano. Visit murano.com or call 866-986-8083.
Mike Curto with you. We head to the bottom of the third inning here at Cheney Stadium in Tacoma. The Red Ears with an early 2-0 lead over the Reno Aces. Blake Walston on the hill. Red Ears have 5 hits already in this one, including one by Cade Marlowe in the first inning, and he leads off the third. The pitch is a fastball for a strike. 0-1 the count. Marlowe reached on an infield hit in the first inning. 0-1 delivery is fouled off on the third base side. Count moves to 0-2. And the pitch outside. The 1-2 pitch. Swung on and hit in the air towards center. Going back is Barossa, deep part of the park, and he makes the catch. That ball was stung by Marlowe, but can't hit it out to center field. It's hard to even get extra bases out there. So much room for the outfielder to operate. One away, and now Brian O'Keefe is the batter. And the pitch is swung on and bounced towards third, fielded by Kennedy. And he throws out O'Keefe, and that's out number 2. On Tuesday, the Rainiers' next game, they'll be playing in Albuquerque. And speaking of deep center fields, that'll be the first time the Rainiers have been to Isotopes Park with their new center field. And I'm curious to see it. So here's a pitch down low to Hummel. Since Isotopes Park was built in 2002? Yeah, 2002. They had a hill in center field. So here's a pitch up high for a ball, 2-0. Was in play with grass growing on it. There was a warning. The warning track was in front of the hill. And then, so you'd go warning track, and then a grass hill going up to the outfield fence. They finally took that out this offseason. So here's one up and away, ball three. A casualty of Major League Baseball taking over the minor leagues, that hill. MLB said no. 3-0 pitch, high ball four, and Hummel will head down to first base with a two-out walk. And now Zach DeLoach will be a batter. So we'll see their new center field. And it certainly won't be as unique as it was. DeLoach singled to center his last time up. Hummel with his lead at first. And the pitch is taken up and away for a ball, 1-0. Now the runner goes, throw to first behind Hummel. He tries to just beat it to second base, and he thought he was safe, but the umpire calls him out. He will officially be in the books as a caught stealing, 1-3-6. Walston threw behind him. Higgins relayed it to the shortstop. Hager, who put the tag on Hummel, who's still discussing it with the base umpire, Jonathan Beretta. He thought he beat the tag, but he's not going to win this argument. He's caught stealing for the final out in the third. So we go to the fourth. It's Tacoma 2, Reno nothing.
I think that Light Dental Studios hit a home run with our premier partnership with the Tacoma Rainiers. It was a natural fit. They've been in the South Puget Sound for over 50 years, just like Light Dental Studios. We're excited to serve the hometown team and all the fans. We have locations throughout Western Washington, so feel free to look us up at lightdentalstudios.com.
Renewal by Anderson is your hometown leader in windows and patio doors. Our windows are durable, custom crafted, and professionally installed by our winning team. We've helped over 22,000 homeowners on their projects across the state of Washington. Let us go to bat for you on your next window and patio door project. Give us a call at 253-242-2736 or visit us online at renewalbyanderson.com.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog. Or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union. Invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
Two nothing Tacoma with a lead over Reno. We go to the fourth inning of play on this Sunday afternoon. It's Mother's Day. Happy Mother's Day once again to all in attendance and listening today. As here's the first pitch of the fourth from Jose Rodriguez to Buddy Kennedy, and he hits it hard on the ground the other way for a base hit to right field past the diving Cesar Hernandez. That's the first hit of the game for Reno. Kennedy with a sharp grounder to the right side. And now Phillip Evans will be the batter. Evans, right-hand hitter, grounded to the pitcher earlier, and he takes a strike, 0-1 the count. Kennedy with his lead at first, and the pitch is high and tight. One ball, one strike. Turning a throw to first by Rodriguez, and back in is Kennedy. We'll take a look at what happened around the league in yesterday's games in the Pacific Coast League. Pitch is inside for a ball. First place Oklahoma City made it five straight over Round Rock, beating the Express 2-1 last night and knocking Round Rock out of second place. They're now in third. Reno moved past them. Now the 2-1 pitch, fouled at the plate, and the count's even 2-2. Oklahoma City's Robbie Erlin started, went five innings, allowed one run, and then three relievers pitched scoreless ball. It was a four-pitcher, four-hitter at Round Rock, tossed by the Oklahoma City Dodgers. They are 27-11. 2-2 pitch, bounce towards short. McCoy has it, goes to Hernandez for one, on to first, not in time. They cannot double up Evans on this one, but they get the lead runner out. Kennedy forced out at second, and now Evans is on at first for P.J. Higgins. Higgins grounded out earlier, he's 0 for 1. Reno in second place, five games out of first. We're halfway through the first half, as here's a pitch in for a strike to Higgins. We're playing a split season this year instead of divisions, so no divisions, just one 10-team league, all clumped together in one column in the standings. And now the 0-1 is fouled away. Count goes to 0-2. First half ends on June 25th. And whoever wins the first half clinches a playoff spot and home field advantage in the best of three PCL championship series that will be played the last week of September. 0-2 pitch fouled away. And so Oklahoma City is really in control of the first half, at least for now. I mean, they won 27 of their first 38 games. That'll put you in a good spot. Reno five back, Round Rock five and a half back. 0-2 pitch up high for a ball, 1-2. Sacramento's in fourth place. They beat Salt Lake yesterday 3-2. The Giants AAA club used five pitchers in a bullpen game and limited Salt Lake to just one earned run. Here's a swing and a bouncer up the middle. McCoy fields it, touches second for one, throws to first for two. And there's the first double play ball gotten by Jose Rodriguez today. There will probably be more, but he uses this one to get out of the fourth inning. No runs on a hit. There were no errors and no one left. We go to the bottom of the fourth inning here at Cheney Stadium with the score, Tecoma 2, Reno nothing.
At BECU, we don't charge our credit union members to access their own money. Just ask Devin.
It's really easy and super, super convenient.
Join BECU for free checking, no minimum balance requirement, and access to over 30,000 surcharge-free co-op network ATMs nationwide. Visit becu.org/freechecking to learn more. Membership required. Restrictions apply. Federally insured by NCUA. Member compensated for participation. BECU. Power in people.
One of the nation's top children's hospital, recognized by the LeapFrog Group, is right here in Tacoma. Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. They offer leading pediatric experts in orthopedics, surgery, cancer care, and much more, conveniently across the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's cares for the unique needs of each child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Find a pediatric urgent care, pediatrician, or a pediatric specialist at marybridge.org.
for the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
We go to the bottom of the fourth, Tacoma 2, Reno nothing, and Zach Deloach leading things off against Blake Walston. Swings at the first pitch and pulls a grounder foul on the first base side. That's strike one. Deloach was at the plate with two outs in the third when Cooper Hummel was caught stealing for the final out of the inning. 0-1 pitch, swing and a miss. That's strike two. Now Walston with the 0-2 on its way. And it is in the dirt for a ball. One ball, two strikes. More from the league in last night's action. Sugarland had been in last place pretty much since day one of the season, maybe day two. That is no longer the case. So here's a swing and a miss, strike three, and that's the first out of the bottom of the fourth inning. Third strikeout of the day for Walston, and now Jacob Nottingham will be the batter. The Skeeters, they're no longer the Skeeters, pardon me. The Sugarland Space Cowboys, an equally abysmal team name. So here's the pitch to Nottingham, down and in for a ball. They pulled out of last place yesterday by beating El Paso 7-5. And not only did they pull out of last place, they jumped three teams in one day and went from 10th place to 7th place. It's a big move in the standings with one win. Here's the pitch up and away to Nottingham, 2-0. They're the Astros affiliate. They had a grand slam by Rylan Bannon last night. Here's a swing and a miss by Nottingham. They have Jose Altuve on rehab. He put up an 0-for-5 as a Space Cowboy last night. Space Cowboy legend Jose Altuve. 2-1 pitch, swing and a foul, 2-2. Nottingham. Now with the 2-2 count as he heads back towards the batter's box. He got himself with that last foul ball on the leg and had to walk it off a little bit. Now the 2-2 pitch, swing and a miss, strike three. Big cut by Nottingham, but he comes up empty. And Walston with back-to-back strikeouts in the bottom of the fourth. And now Pat Vallejo will hit. He had the two-run single in the second that netted the only runs of this game so far. One other game yesterday, a wild one in Vegas. This would have been fun if maybe a little heart-stopping for the hometown fans. Here's a pitch in for a strike to Vallejo. The Aviators had a 6-3 lead over Albuquerque going to the ninth inning, and they blew it. Albuquerque scored three runs in the top of the ninth dramatically. Here's a bouncer to third, fielded by Kennedy, and he throws to first, and that wraps up the inning. Vallejo grounds out to third. We'll get to that interesting game in Vegas here in a minute, but Tacoma goes down in order at the bottom of the fourth. Three up, three down. We head to the fifth. Tacoma 2, Reno nothing.
At Cannon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. You want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Cannon Electric, your home's safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And we have our five super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. visit us at canonelectric.com for more information.
Rainiers fans, do you know where your AAAs belong? No, not your baseball team, your batteries. Once they've lost their charge and are no longer useful, household and rechargeable batteries can cause damage, fires, or injury if they're not properly disposed of. Never throw used batteries in your regular garbage or recycling. Even batteries from old cell phones, laptops, and other portable electronics can be hazardous if thrown in the trash. So take charge of your battery disposal and find a drop-off location near you at TacomaRecycles.org.
Things are reaching a fever pitch at Lucky Eagle Casino as we give away the final $40,000 of our $140,000 Spring Fever cash prizes all in one night. Keep entering daily and remember, double entries on Sundays and Thursdays. Join us on Saturday, May 20th from 4 to 10 p.m. for a chance to take home your share of $40,000 cash. Learn more and catch Spring Fever at LuckyEagle.com.
Lucky Eagle.
We go to the fifth inning. It's Tacoma 2, Reno nothing. Jose Rodriguez really throwing the ball well here so far, allowing just one hit and one walk through four innings. He'll face Dominic Canzone leading off the fifth. And the right-hander with his pitch, and it's taken inside for a ball, 1-0. Now the 1-0 pitch, hit in the air to right field. It's got some carry to it. Deloach is back at the track, but this is gone. Dominic Canzone has put the Reno Aces on the scoreboard with a solo homer to right field. His team-leading 10th home run of the year. And it's now Tacoma 2, Reno 1. Well, he came into this series with 9 homers, and it was looking like the Red Ears might get through the whole week without him hitting number 10, but it just happened here in the 7th and final game of the series. Canzone lifting one out of here. All right, 2-1, and now Tristan English is the hitter. And the pitch is in for a strike. Speaking of homers, back last night's game in Vegas. So now the 0-1 pitch to English is inside. Vegas led 6-3 going to the ninth. Albuquerque tied it up in the top of the ninth with a 2-run homer from Nolan Jones, his 12th of the year. And then back-to-back, the next guy, Alaris Montero, tied it up with a solo homer. Pop-up to shallow left, and on the outfield grass, battling the wind, Mason McCoy makes the catch, tumbles to the ground, holds out of the ball, and one man is out of the fifth. Not an easy play. I don't think any pop flies are easy today with the combination of the wind and the sun. McCoy got turned around here but made the play. One out for Diego Castillo. So back-to-back jacks, and Albuquerque tied that game up in the ninth. Now here's a hard shot on the ground into right field, and Castillo has his first hit of the game, a single to right. And that just sets up the double play possibility now with Ali Sanchez at the plate. Vegas, after giving up that lead at the top of the ninth, won the game at the bottom of the ninth when they loaded up the bases for Jonah Bride. And he came through with a base hit up the middle, and Vegas took the game 7-6 after losing the 3-run lead in the ninth. Here's a pitch in for a strike now to Sanchez. When the Rainiers play Albuquerque this coming week, they're going to be on. They're going to be careful, I guess we should say, with Nolan Jones for the Isotopes. As here's a swing, this could be the double play ball. McCoy has it, goes to Hernandez for one, on to first. There's two. The Rainiers turn their second double play of the game, getting Ali Sanchez to ground into the 6-4-3 twin killing, and that closes out the top of the fifth. One run on two hits, no errors, no one left. We are halfway through it, middle of the fifth. It's Tacoma 2, Reno 1.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at LexusofTacomaFife.com.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog. Or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at SoundCU.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union. Invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology, from the pillow menu to the help me button in each room, Hotel Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure. The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Murano. Visit murano.com or call 866-986-8083.
We head to the bottom of the fifth inning. It's Tacoma 2, Reno 1. Mason McCoy, Cesar Hernandez, and Jake Shiner to bat here in the bottom of the fifth. McCoy's already had an eventful game at shortstop, and he swings and misses at the first pitch, strike one. Had to catch a tough pop-up. In the top of this inning, he started a couple of double plays. Now he's going to try to get a base hit. 0-1 pitch from Blake Walston. Swung on and fouled away, and that is strike two. So no balls, two strikes. Now this pitch is hit in the air towards right center field, and it's carrying and going back, and at the fence with a little jump making the catch is Canzone. That ball had some carry to it towards right, and Canzone ended up kind of drifting back with it. It ended up against the fence and had to jump up to grab it. So one away in the fifth. And now Cesar Hernandez is the hitter. Walston's pitch is a swing and a miss. There's strike one. Hernandez has popped up and struck out so far. He's 0 for 2. Next pitch, swing and a miss at a breaking ball. No balls, two strikes to Cesar Hernandez. Now the pitch is a swing and a foul. Hernandez stays alive. Still 0-2. And the pitch waved at and missed their strike three. Slider from Walston, and he fans Hernandez. That's five strikeouts for the young lefty. Well, the Red Ears had those four straight singles in the second inning with nobody out. That's when they scored the two runs, and they haven't had a hit since then. Now with two outs in the fifth, here's Jake Shiner. He's grounded out to third base twice today. And the pitch from Walston is taken for a strike. 0-1 the count. Next pitch. Swing and a miss, strike two. So 0-2 to Shiner. Oh, 2 coming. Swing and a miss, strike three. Three pitches, and Shiner goes down swinging, and Walston makes quick work of the right ears here in the bottom of the fifth with a little help from his right fielder, making a nice play. Three up, three down. We head to the sixth. It's Tacoma 2, Reno 1.
Our state has changed a lot in the last 140 years. We know because MultiCare has been here, guided by a single purpose, making our communities healthier. That comes from making courageous decisions, partnering with local communities to grow programs and services, and expanding healthcare access to those who need it most. Together, we're building a healthier future. Learn more at multicare.org.
Staying ahead of the game is all about staying adaptable, especially these days. At Propel Insurance, we're helping clients respond to new realities, like how to protect yourself with the increasing premiums every business is facing, and what you can do now to prepare so you can come back stronger than ever. If you're wondering whether your insurance is working hard enough, let Propel show you how we can help with a complimentary risk assessment. Learn more at propelinsurance.com. Propel Insurance. Find your momentum.
Long before founding Pirelli's in 1995, my father told me that the hard-working people of the Northwest were hungry. They wanted food that tasted good and filled them up. At Pirelli's, we've been nourishing the families and friends in our neighborhood with artisan pizza since 1995. This is pizza made for Northwest people by Northwest people. We call this Northwest Pizza.
We head to the sixth inning, Tacoma 2, Reno 1. Jake Hager at the plate, Jose Rodriguez on the hill, and he starts him off with a fastball inside. That's ball one. Hager bounced to shortstop his first time up. He's 0 for 1 today. Next pitch, swung on, popped up behind first. Down the line is Valleca in foul ground, and he can't get it. It's out of range. So the count's even, 1-1. Rodriguez has induced two double play grounders in this game. One pitch. Fastball called a strike. Pretty incredible. He's now gotten 13 double play grounders this year in 37 innings. Next pitch fouled back. 1-2 to Hager. Rodriguez with his 1-2. Swung on, grounded to short. Picked up by McCoy. Fires to first in time for the out. One down in the top of the sixth inning. That probably would have been a double play if there had been a man on. One out now, and here's Jorge Barroza. Barroza's 0 for 2 with a ground out and a flyout. Let's check our Mariner Farm report. AA Arkansas picked up a 3-1 victory yesterday. They've been playing Northwest Arkansas, the Royals affiliate. Barroza tries a bunt. The Rainiers let it roll, and it goes foul. Barely, but foul on that strike one. So Arkansas got their win. The Mariners affiliate had a gem tossed by Emerson Hancock in a 3-1 victory. Hancock went five and two-thirds innings. Allowed four hits and one run, walked two, struck out 10. I think that's a career-high strikeouts for Emerson Hancock. Well, one pitch is up and away. Hancock, the Mariners' first-round draft pick in 2020. The 1-1 pitch swung on and popped up foul, first base side, and it's in the seats, the box seats. 1-2. In relief of Hancock, Prelander Baroa pitched two perfect innings, six up, six down, struck out four of the six, and reportedly hit 99 on the gun. One ball, two strikes. And the pitch is outside for a ball, 2-2. Also at AA Arkansas last night, Jonathan Classe hit his first AA homer. And Robert Perez Jr. had three hits and two runs batted in. Here's a fly to shallow right center, wind pushing it in and towards right, and no one could catch it. And on his way to second and making it there is Barroso. McCoy went back. The wind had it all turned around, and it was pushing it in towards shallow right center. And McCoy ended up being closest to it, but he had to spin around to try to find it and then attempted a basket catch while falling on his back. And we've seen him make many great plays, but he couldn't pull off that maneuver. And Barroso is going to get credited with a double. And now Buddy Kennedy is the hitter. And the pitch is a called strike. Next pitch fouled away, 0-2. So Reno has the tying runner in scoring position with one out. Back to Robert Perez Jr. at AA Arkansas. He's hitting .288 in his first taste of AA ball, and he's up to 27 runs batted in now, and he's got a lot of natural power too. 0-2 pitch, bounced foul, third base side. Here comes the 0-2. And it's up high for a ball, 1-2. Now the 1-2 on its way. No, a turn and a pickoff throw to second, and back in is Barroso. Elsewhere on our farm report, Advanced Class A Everett won their game last night up in Vancouver, B.C. They were 7-5 winners over the Toronto Blue Jays affiliate. 1-2 pitch, fouled off, still 1-2. Ben Ramirez had three hits and three runs batted in for the Aqua Sox yesterday. Third baseman, spent some time with the Red Ears last year. And Charlie Welch, the catcher, hit a two-run homer. Harry Ford reached base three times with a hit and two walks, scored two runs. Here's a drive towards the right field corner. Back on the ball is DeLoach, and it is off the fence and a fair ball. Coming to third and stopping is Barroso as Kennedy slides into second base. Barroso held up in case the ball was caught in the right field corner. And Reno has runners at second and third. with one out. Surprised Barossa wasn't on the move. There was no chance that Deloach was going to catch this ball. But he held up nonetheless, thinking that Deloach might. And the ball sliced into the corner and was barely fair. And hit in a part of the fence in the right field corner where we rarely see a baseball hit in this ballpark. So the Aces have runners at second and third with one out, and the league's leading hitter, Phillip Evans, coming to the plate. The Rainiers are going to bring the infield in. They have to with a one-run lead. Infield drawn in all the way around. Evans is 0 for 2 in this game with a couple of infield grounders. Here's the pitch, and it's a slider down low and away for a ball. And the 1-0. Over for a strike, 1-1. Rodriguez trying to wiggle his way out of this jam. Next pitch, swing and a miss. One ball, two strikes. Rodriguez does not have a strikeout today, which is definitely unlike him. This would be a wonderful time for his first one. Now the 1-2 pitch, slider outside, two balls, two strikes. Here comes the 2-2 from Jose Rodriguez. Slider outside, ball three. Throwing that same pitch twice in a row, full count now. First base is open. With his ability to get double plays, a walk certainly wouldn't be a disaster. PJ Higgins on deck. Infield in, the 3-2 pitch, swung on, grounded to the right side and threw into right field, a base hit. Barossa scores, Kennedy stops at third. It's an RBI single for Phillip Evans, and we are all tied up. Tacoma 2, Reno 2. Evans with the RBI single through the drawn-in infield on the right side. And runners are at first and third with P.J. Higgins coming to the plate, and the Red Ears pitching coach Jairo Cuevas goes to the mound to talk to Rodriguez, and the Red Ears have started bullpen activity for the first time today with a left-hander warming up. It's hard to see in there with the shadows right now, but I think that's Rob Kaminsky. The conference on the mound breaks up. Well, Higgins is a double play ball candidate, and in fact, he hit into a double play his last time up. Right-hand batter, Kennedy at third, Evans at first, Rainiers. Well, the pitch is fouled away, there's strike one. I was gonna say they've got the infield back now at double play depth up the middle with Shiner backed off at third now, and Valleca is holding Evans on at first base. Oh, one pitch swung on and fouled off down the first baseline, and that's out of play. No balls, two strikes. So no balls, two strikes. And the pitch is fouled away again. Still no balls, two strikes. Oh, and two the count. And the pitch is swung on and popped up foul. First base side. Wind pushing it towards the seats. Maleka over. He can't get it. It actually landed inside the Reno dugout on the first base side here at Cheney Stadium. So still no balls, two strikes to P.J. Higgins. Go-ahead runner at third in the form of Buddy Kennedy with Phillip Evans at first. Turning a throw to first by Rodriguez, and Evans is back in. Oh, 2 pitch. Swing and a miss, strike three. And there's Rodriguez's first strikeout of the afternoon. He gets Higgins with a fastball up. And that's the second out. And now John Russell is to the mound, and he's going to go ahead and bring in his lefty from the bullpen, Rob Kaminsky, to face Dominic Canzone. Jose Rodriguez with a very nice outing today. And he leaves with 2 outs in the sixth inning. And runners at the corners are score. Tacoma 2, Reno 2.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra, 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog. Or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union. Invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
We're in the top of the sixth inning here at Cheney Stadium. Tacoma and Reno tied up 2-2. Rob Kaminsky, the new pitcher, runners at the corners, left versus left with Canzone at the plate. And the first pitch is a swing and a miss. There's strike one. Kaminsky 1-0 with a 2.53 ERA. This is his ninth appearance of the season. 0-1 pitch coming to Canzone, and it swung on and hit sharply up the middle and into center field, a base hit. And scoring the go-ahead run is Buddy Kennedy. Stopping at second base is Evans as Marlowe gets the ball back in. An RBI single for Canzone, and the Aces have taken their first lead of the day. It's Reno 3, Tacoma 2. So Dominic Canzone laces a base hit into center. And now Tristan English will bat with two on and two out. That was the fourth hit of the inning for Reno. And now a swing and a miss at a breaking ball there, strike one. Oh, one pitch. down low. One ball, one strike. Next pitch. Up high for a ball. 2-1. And there's a swing and a foul back, and that evens up the count. Two balls, two strikes. Time called by English for a moment. Now he steps back in again. Two-two pitch. Swung on. Line towards right. Deloach goes back, and it's over his head and up against the fence. And Evans scores, going to third, and stopping there is Canzone. In at second base with an opposite field line drive double is Tristan English. And Reno leads it now 4-2. So English with his first hit of the day, an RBI double. They have five hits this inning. And now Diego Castillo comes to the plate with two men in scoring position. That closes the books on Jose Rodriguez, who pitched a lot better than the final statistics will indicate. So now Kaminsky's pitch is taken outside for a ball. Rodriguez went 5 2/3, allowed six hits, four runs all earned, walked one, struck out one. 1-0 pitch. Down and in for a ball. 2-0. Now this pitch is swung on and fouled back. Top of the sixth inning, Reno with a three-run rally here. And the Rainiers need to strand a couple of runners. 2-1 pitch hit in the air to right field. Deloach is lining it up, and he makes the catch, and there's the final out in the top of the sixth inning. It started with a pop fly that could not be caught in the wind and the sun, and three runs end up scoring for Reno in the top of the sixth inning. That was the first of five hits. There were no errors and two runners left on. We go to the bottom of the sixth. It's Reno 4, Tacoma 2.
Attention business owners. Stop throwing your hard-earned money away on rent. Imagine owning your own building and saving thousands every year. Sound impossible? Not if you use General Steel. General Steel can help you save thousands by owning your own custom-designed building. Just call 888-74-STEEL. That's 888-74-STEEL to see how much money you can save with General Steel. Our buildings come with a 50-year warranty, and thousands of companies, from Fortune 500 corporations to startups, have trusted the General with their building needs.
If you need to expand or start a new business, you really need General Steel.
A very impressive General Steel. Everyone's been extremely helpful. I'd recommend General Steel to anyone looking to build a steel building.
Stop wasting money on rent. Call 888-74-STEEL. That's 888-74-STEEL to find out about all our popular quick construction kits, including a 40 by 60 foot building or a 50 by 100 clear span building. Just call 888-747-8335 now. That's 888-74-STEEL.
A closed circuit television inspection can determine the structural condition of your pipe and help locate defects or obstructions. Provac CCTV inspection team is certified by NASCO for pipe, lateral, and manhole inspection. Our services are for pipe diameters of 2 to 200 inches and include storm, sewer, conduit, and lateral launch for side sewers. The inspection is done using a remotely operated camera mounted on a self-propelled robotic crawler. Whether it's to find a leak or blockage, Provac has the equipment to get the job done quickly.
We go to the bottom of the sixth inning. Rainiers find themselves trailing for the first time today. It's Reno 4, Tacoma 2. Cade Marlowe, Brian O'Keefe, and Cooper Hummel to bat against Blake Walston, who has thrown 74 pitches so far today. Left versus left here, and the pitch. is swung on and grounded right to the first baseman, Higgins, who fields it. Underhands to Walston, covering first, and Marlowe beats him to the bag. He's safe with an infield single to get things started in the bottom of the sixth inning. Marlowe was hauling down the line. Walston and Marlowe arrived at about the same time, and first base umpire John Bacon with a safe call on a bang-bang play. So leadoff man aboard. And now O'Keefe will hit. He's 0 for 2 so far today. And the pitch to O'Keefe is in there for a strike. O'Keefe has flied out to right field, and he is grounded out to third base. And the next pitch is a swing and a miss. That's strike two. O-2 pitch up high for a ball, 1-2. Swing and a foul back. So one ball, two strikes to O'Keefe. Marlowe with his lead at first. Walston's pitch, there he goes. The pitch is a called strike three. To throw to second base, he's not in time. O'Keefe strikes out looking at a curveball, but Marlowe steals second, and he is in scoring position now. Seventh strikeout for Walston. One away, a man in scoring position for Cooper Hummel. Hummel has singled and walked, and now he pulls a foul ball down the third baseline. There's strike one. Now the 0-1 coming. And the pitch is down and in for a ball. One ball, one strike. And there's a breaking ball in for a called strike. So Walston behind in the count, 1-2, with one out at the bottom of the sixth inning. And the pitch is swung on and hit in the air to left field, up in the wind. Back goes Hager, in is Castillo. It's now in foul ground, and it blows out of play. And Hummel stays alive. He was running out of the batter's box. He thought he had hit a fair ball. And high flies are tough plays right now. The ball ended up getting blown into the seats. The foul seat. Nothing's getting blown over the fence today for a homer. Here's a 1-2 pitch hit in the air to right field, and backing up is Canzone. He's under it, and he makes the catch, and that's out number two. Tagging at second and advancing to third is Marlowe. So Hummel flies out to right. Runner at third now with two outs for Zach Deloach. Deloach is 1-for-2 with a single and a run scored. Oh. mound conference here. It is being broken up now by the plate ump. Marino with a right-hander warming up in the pen. Meanwhile, the fans being entertained by Rhubarb, who is dancing on the dugout, and his mom, Rhubarbra, is on hand today as well, as she always makes an appearance on Mother's Day. Well, here we go. Runner at third, two outs, and the pitch is outside. Snap throw to third, and diving back in safely is Marlowe. I think they called that pitch outside for a ball. They did. The 1-0. Swung on and fouled into the seats. Out of play. 1-1. Next pitch, grounded, left side, throw into left field, a base hit, and scoring from third is Marlowe. Zach Deloach comes through with a two-out RBI single, and the Raiders make it a one-run game. It's Reno 4, Tacoma 3. Fastball, knee high, and Deloach just served it the other way for an RBI single. That might be it for Walston, with the string of right-hand hitters coming up. Blake Lawley is on his way out of the Reno dugout. And he's going to make the call to the bullpen. So Walston's done. On Tuesday, it was 7 1/3 one-hit innings against the Red Ears. Red Ears had a lot more production against him today, 7 hits and 3 runs. But with this pitching change in the bottom of the sixth, our score is Reno 4, Tacoma 3.
I think that Light Dental Studios hit a home run with our premier partnership with the Tacoma Rainiers. It was a natural fit. They've been in the South Puget Sound for over 50 years, just like Light Dental Studios. We're excited to serve the hometown team and all the fans. We have locations throughout Western Washington, so feel free to look us up at lightdentalstudios.com.
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure, cloud-first networking experiences.
Renewal by Anderson is your hometown leader in windows and patio doors. Our windows are durable, custom crafted, and professionally installed by our winning team. We've helped over 22,000 homeowners on their projects across the state of Washington. Let us go to bat for you on your next window and patio door project. Give us a call at 253-242-2736 or visit us online at renewalbyanderson.com.
One-run ball game here in Tacoma. Reno 4, Tacoma 3. New pitcher is right-hander Ryan Hendricks. He is wrapping up his warm-ups right now. He's been in the major leagues with the Cincinnati Reds both last year and the year before. And this is his first appearance of 2023. He just joined Reno yesterday from the injured list, and he's ready to face Nottingham. Here's his first pitch, and the runner goes. The pitch is a strike. Throw to second base. Safe at second base is Deloach. He slid around the tag from Phillip Evans. So Deloach now in scoring position. Some aggressive base running. He picks up his third steal of the year, and now the Red Ears have the tying runner at second base. 0-1 the count to Nottingham. Now the Righty Hendricks with his pitch, and it swung on and fouled away. Count goes to 0-2. Walston, the starter, went 5 2/3, allowed 7 hits. They were all singles. 3 runs all earned. He's responsible for Deloach. He walked 1, struck out 7. 0-2 pitch. Swung on and pulled in the air to left field. Castillo lining it up, and he makes the catch. And Nottingham is retired, and that does it for the Red Ears in the sixth. The 1 run on 2 hits, no errors, 1 left. We go to the 7th inning. It is Reno 4, Tacoma 3.
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure, cloud-first networking experiences.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra, 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
We go to the 7th inning. It's Reno 4, Tacoma 3. New pitcher for the Red Ears, Stephen Kolek, takes over on the mound to work the top of the 7th inning. Kaminsky went 1/3 of an inning, allowed 2 hits. The rest of his line all zeros. So Kolek will face Ali Sanchez, Jake Hager, and Jorge Barrosa here in the 7th. And Kolek's first pitch is a swing and a miss there, strike 1 to Sanchez. Kolek's in his 5th appearance since coming up from AA Arkansas. He's been touched for 6 earned runs in 7 innings of work. 0-1 pitch, fastball poured in there for a strike, and the count goes to 0-2. Kolek with the 96-mile-per-hour heater right there. Now the 0-2 pitch coming to Sanchez, and it swung on and fouled off on the first base side, still 0-2. Reno took the lead with their 3 runs last inning. O-2 pitch swung on and hit up the middle, and it's going to get into center field, deflected by the reach of McCoy, and it's a leadoff single for Ali Sanchez, so he is on. And now Jake Hager will be the batter. Hager 0-2 with a couple of ground balls. And the pitch is taken for a strike. 0-1 the count. Time called now by the batter for a moment. Rhubarb lounging on the dugout. Runner goes, pitch is bunted out in front of the plate, picked up by Nottingham, and he throws out Hager at first base. Sanchez takes second. It'll go as a sacrifice bunt popped, well, one big high bounce out in front of the plate, kind of swung around towards the first base side, and Nottingham turned it into an out. So a runner at second with one away for Jorge Barrosa, who is 1-for-3 with that pop fly double that started the three-run rally last inning. Switch hitter, he bats left, and Kolek's pitch is up high for a ball, 1-0. Mariners were going for a sweep of the Tigers today, going for a road sweep. Didn't get it. Detroit won the game 5-3. They got to the Mariners' bullpen. So the pitch is up and into Barrosa for a ball. The game was tied 3-3 in the bottom of the seventh inning. Detroit loaded the bases, and Matt Brash had a problem with some wildness. He hit a batter to force in a run and then walked to the next one to make it a two-run Detroit lead. So here's one inside for a ball. So the Mariners don't get the sweep of Detroit. They settle for taking 2 out of 3. That ends their six-game road winning streak. 3-0 pitch inside, ball 4, and it trickles away from Nottingham, and taking third base is Sanchez. So runners are at first and third with one out. And now Buddy Kennedy will bat. Reineers will hope for a double play grounder here off the bat of him. Kennedy 2-for-3 in this game, including a double his last time up to the right field corner. Now a toss to first, back in with a dive is Barrosa. They're going to call that last pitch a passed ball that enabled Sanchez to take third. Oh, now the pitch is swung on and fouled away. Oh, and won the count. Kolek's pitch swung on, fouled off first base side. There's strike two. So Kolek's out ahead of the count here, 0-2. Oh, 2 pitch coming. Fastball called, strike 3, and down goes Buddy Kennedy, and there's the second out of the inning, and a big strikeout right there for Stephen Kolek. So 2 away, and now Phillip Evans will be the batter. Evans is 1-for-3 with a single, a run scored, and an RBI. And the pitch is a fastball called, a strike. 0-1 the count. Now the pitch is high. 1-1. Now a swing and a miss. Fastball from Kolek, and he's got a chance to get out of this jam ahead of the count, 1-2. Sanchez at third, Barrosa at first. And the pitch is swung out and fouled back. Still 1-2. Now Kolek ready again. Here's the 1-2 pitch, and it swung on and fouled away. Threw a breaking ball there, and Evans was able to get a piece of it. Still one ball, two strikes. Here comes the 1-2 pitch, and it is swung out and grounded into right field, a base hit. And Sanchez scores, going to second and stopping there is Barroza. And Phillip Evans has his second RBI single of the game for Reno, and the Aces now lead it 5-3. Hard grounder the other way. Evans drives in his second run of the afternoon, and he's up to 28 runs batted in on the year. Now P.J. Higgins will be the batter. And this pitch is a slider outside. Now the 1-0 swung on, hit of the air to shallow center. Coming in, Marlowe. And he makes the catch and the inning is over. But Reno adds an insurance run at the top of the seventh. One run on two hits. There were no errors and two runners left on base. It's the seventh inning stretch here at Cheney Stadium. It's Reno 5, Tacoma 3.
Just as business owners are adjusting to the new normal, there's a new normal that's emerging now, which feels a little like old normal, but not really normal at all. So where does that leave you? Hopefully, with a great insurance partner like Propel Insurance. We'll help you understand the coverage that's vital for your business right now and work with you to adapt coverage as needed. Plus, our in-house claims team is here for you 24/7 because that's what's normal to us. Learn more at propelinsurance.com.
Attention business owners. Stop throwing your hard-earned money away on rent. Imagine owning your own building and saving thousands every year. Sound impossible? Not if you use General Steel. General Steel can help you save thousands by owning your own custom-designed building. Just call 888-74-STEEL. That's 888-74-STEEL to see how much money you can save with General Steel. Our buildings come with a 50-year warranty, and thousands of companies, from Fortune 500 corporations to startups, have trusted the General with their building needs.
If you need to expand or start a new business, you really need General Steel.
A very impressive General Steel. Everyone's been extremely helpful. I'd recommend General Steel to anyone looking to build a steel building.
Stop wasting money on rent. Call 888-74-STEEL. That's 888-74-STEEL to find out about all our popular quick construction kits, including a 40 by 60 foot building or a 50 by 100 clear span building. Just call 888-747-8335 now. That's 888-74-STEEL.
Just had the seventh inning stretch here at Cheney Stadium. Reno leading the Red Ears 5-3. Pat Valleca, Mason McCoy, and Cesar Hernandez to face the right-hander Ryan Hendricks, making his season debut. He got the final out in the sixth. And his pitch to Valleca is bounced to the right side, but fielded by Evans, the second baseman, and he throws out Valleca at first. One pitch, one out at the bottom of the seventh inning. And now Mason McCoy will be the bat. McCoy's 0-for-2 today. Sent a ball to the wall his last time up, and Canzone made a nice play on it. Now the pitch to McCoy is in there for a strike. It's 0-1. Hendricks ready. Next pitch coming. Swung on. Bounced towards the left side. Cut off by the third baseman, Kennedy, and he throws out McCoy, and two men are gone at the bottom of the seventh inning. And now Cesar Hernandez will hit. In the American League today, the Rays beat the Yankees 8-7. Infielder Taylor Walls hit a grand slam home run for Tampa. And those two teams ended up splitting the four-game series at Yankee Stadium. So here's one inside to Hernandez. And the Rays, 20 games over 500 at 31-11. Now the 1-0 swung on and fouled back. Counts even, 1-1. Next pitch, swung on and grounded to short. Scooped up by Hager, throws it to first, inning over. One grounder to second, one to third, and one to shortstop, and that's that. The Rainiers go in order at the bottom of the seventh inning. We head to the eighth. It's Reno 5, Tacoma 3.
Rainiers baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Things are reaching a fever pitch at Lucky Eagle Casino as we give away the final $40,000 of our $140,000 Spring Fever cash prizes all in one night. Keep entering daily and remember, double entries on Sundays and Thursdays. Join us on Saturday, May 20th from 4 to 10 p.m. for a chance to take home your share of $40,000 cash. Learn more and catch Spring Fever at LuckyEagle.com.
Lucky Eagle.
When you download the Fred Meyer app, you have easy access to savings every day. Get the most out of weekly sales and receive personalized coupons to save on your favorite items, all while earning one fuel point for every dollar spent. Fred Meyer makes it easy to save while you shop, whether it's in-store or online, so you get the most value out of every trip, every time. Download the Fred Meyer app now to save big on your next purchase. Fred Meyer, fresh for everyone. Must have a digital account to redeem offers. Restrictions may apply. See site for details.
5-3, Reno leads Tacoma. We go to the eighth inning of play here at Cheney Stadium. New pitcher for the Red Ears, Diego Castillo, takes over on the hill, making his fifth appearance since being sent to AAA by the Mariners. 1-0 with a 2.08 ERA. Castillo will face Dominic Canzone, Tristan English, and Diego Castillo. Yes, the Diego Castillo versus Diego Castillo matchup is on the table here. First pitch is inside to Canzone. There's ball one. Canzone's had a big game for Reno, 2-for-3 with a homer and an RBI single. He swings and misses at the next pitch, and that evens up the count 1-1. 93-mile-per-hour sinker from Castillo. And the pitch is taken outside for a ball. 2-1. Now the 2-1. In there for a strike. 2-2 now. Now Castillo with his next delivery. In the dirt with a breaking ball, a slider. Full count now. 3 balls, 2 strikes to Canzone, leading things off here. And the pitch is swung on and rolled foul. Still 3-2. Mariners hoping that Castillo can cut down on walks during his time in AAA and then get back up to the big leagues. Here's his 3-2 to Canzone, and it swung on and fouled off on the third base side in the air. That's out of play. Still 3 balls, 2 strikes. Ball 4, down and in. So a leadoff walk here to Canzone in the top of the eighth inning. And now Tristan English will be the batter. English is 1-for-3 with a double and an RBI. Now the pitch is taken down low for a ball. Next pitch, swing and a foul. Now this pitch is outside. This is Castillo's third appearance of this series. Wednesday, Friday, and now Sunday, every other day. Two-one pitch coming. There goes the runner. The pitch is inside, and it hit him. It nicked English, and the ball went through to the backstop, but it's a dead ball once it hits him, and English was touched by that pitch, so he's awarded first base by the umpire, and Canzone is at second, and here's Diego Castillo with Diego Castillo on the mound. It is the battle of Diego Castillo, round two. This happened in the second game of the doubleheader on Wednesday. And now the pitch here is in for a strike. The first time the situation occurred with the bases loaded at two outs, and the Rainiers' Diego Castillo got Reno's Diego Castillo to ground out to end the inning. Now it's two on, no one out. 0-1 pitch is up and in and to the backstop, and Diego Castillo went down. The runners move up. Canzone takes third, and English takes second on the wild pitch. Diego Castillo just threw a head-high pitch to Diego Castillo. And now the Red Ears pitching coach, Jairo Cuevas, is going to go to the mound and talk to pitching Diego Castillo. So they'll have a conference. This has not been the kind of start to the inning that Castillo wanted. A walk, a hit batter, now a wild pitch. So Cuevas and Castillo chatting with Jacob Nottingham standing by, as is Cesar Hernandez. Conference breaks up. Second and third, no one out. One ball, one strike on the hitter. Rainiers now have the infield drawn in all the way around. And the pitch is taken up and away for a ball. Two balls, one strike. I believe we have a challenge here, maybe? Everyone's standing around looking at the scoreboard. Yes, we do have a challenge. So I guess the Red Ears were hoping for a strike on this pitch and challenged it, but it is clearly high, the automated system says. So it is indeed a 2-1 count as the umpire's call is upheld. The Rainiers have now been incorrect on two challenges in this game. Reno hasn't challenged anything today. Here's the 2-1 pitch, and it swung on and foul tipped their strike two. So an even count, 2-2. Castillo could really use a strikeout here. Now the pitch is a swing and a miss. Strike three. He got him, and there's the first out of the inning. So Diego Castillo strikes out Diego Castillo to win the battle of Diego Castillo. So one out, runners at second and third. And now Ali Sanchez will be the hitter. He's one for two with a single, a double play grounder, and a walk. And the pitch is outside for a ball. 1-0 the count. Next pitch is outside for a ball, 2-0. Next pitch in there for a called strike, 2-1. Next pitch waved at and missed. There's strike two. Two pitch, swung on and fouled away. Still two balls, two strikes. Infield still in all the way around. Castillo going for a strikeout here. He could really use another one with runners at second and third and just one out. Two balls, two strikes to Sanchez. Castillo comes set. Here's his pitch, and it's outside with a slider. Full count, 3-2. So full count, 3-2. And the pitch reached for and fouled away. A slider there from Castillo, and Sanchez able to get a piece of it and stay alive. Now the 3-2, swung on and fouled away. Still 3-2. Comes the payoff again to Sanchez. Outside, ball four, a long battle won by Sanchez, and that loads the bases with one away for Jake Hager. Hager's 0 for 2 with a sacrifice bunt. John Russell's going to go to the bullpen. Castillo gets just four hitters today, struggling with his control. We'll take a break for a pitching change here with one out and the bases loaded in the top of the eighth inning. Our score, Reno 5, Tacoma 3.
Our state has changed a lot in the last 140 years. We know because MultiCare has been here, guided by a single purpose, making our communities healthier. That comes from making courageous decisions, partnering with local communities to grow programs and services, and expanding healthcare access to those who need it most. Together, we're building a healthier future. Learn more at multicare.org.
Chemical grouting is the most effective and long-lasting method for sealing structurally sound sewer and stormwater systems. The ProVac specialists will test your pipeline to find the leak. Then our grouting division uses chemical and cementitious techniques to grout manholes, catch basins, vaults, and other types of leaks. For localized pipe damage, we perform internal point repair for quick, non-disruptive restoration. Team ProVac, here with the complete solution for maintaining the integrity of your sewer or stormwater system.
To journalists at the News Tribune, local means life. It's why we get out of bed and sometimes why we get no sleep. We deliver news about community, catastrophe, creativity, camaraderie. To us, local means going the distance to get you up close to the story. Local means the News Tribune. Will you read local with us? Visit www.thenewstribune.com to subscribe.
We're at the top of the eighth inning. It's Reno 5, Tacoma 3, and the Aces have the bases loaded with one out. And Jake Hager at the plate. And coming to the mound to do the pitching now for the Red Ears, Taylor Williams. Williams appearing in his 14th game of the year, leads the team in appearances, and he inherits a jam with the bases loaded and one out. And he'll work on Hager, who's 0 for 2 with a sacrifice bunt in this game. And the pitch is a swing and a miss. There's strike one. Williams will come at the hitters with a fastball in the low to mid-90s and a slider. And he gets out ahead of Hager. Now here comes his next pitch, and this one is a swing and a miss at the slider, and that is strike two. So no balls, two strikes. Williams looking for a strikeout here of Hager. Canzone's the runner at third. English at second, and Sanchez at first with one out. The Rainiers with the infield partway in. And the 0-2 pitch is low and away for a ball. They're in a little closer than usual, but deep enough to still take a shot at turning a double play if Hager hits a ball that leads to that possibility. 1-2 the count. And now the pitch from Williams is a swing and a miss. Strike three. Got him with a slider, and there's the second out of the inning. Big strikeout right there for Taylor Williams. Two away now in the top of the eighth. And now Jorge Barroza will be the batter. Switch hitter. He'll hit left-handed. He's 1-for-3 with a double, a walk, and a run scored. Now the pitch is taken for strike one, a slider up in the zone, but in there, 0-1 the count. Williams trying to escape the jam here at the top of the eighth inning. Here's his 0-1 pitch, and it swung on and hit in the air towards left, and back is Hummel. He's there, and he makes the catch, and the inning is over. Williams comes in with the bases loaded and one out. And gets out of it. Reno does not score in the top of the eighth. No runs or hits. There were no errors and three runners left on base. We go to the bottom of the eighth. It's Reno 5, Tacoma 3.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
I think that Light Dental Studios hit a home run with our premier partnership with the Tacoma Rainiers. It was a natural fit. They've been in the South Puget Sound for over 50 years, just like Light Dental Studios. We're excited to serve the hometown team and all the fans. We have locations throughout Western Washington, so feel free to look us up at lightdentalstudios.com.
One of the nation's top children's hospitals, recognized by the Leapfrog Group, is right here in Tacoma. Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. They offer leading pediatric experts in orthopedics, surgery, cancer care, and much more, conveniently across the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's cares for the unique needs of each child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Find a pediatric urgent care, pediatrician, or a pediatric specialist at marybridge.org.
We go to the bottom of the eighth inning. It is Reno 5, Tacoma 3. New pitcher for Reno, Rafi Vizcaino, is in from the pen. And And he's allowed just one run and two hits in seven innings this year. 2-0 with a 1.29 ERA for the Aces. Vizcaino making his second appearance of the series. He tossed a scoreless inning on Thursday. Jake Schiener, Cade Marlowe, and Brian O'Keefe are due up for the Red Ears, trailing by two. And the first pitch to Schiener is inside for a ball, 1-0. Just had a great bit of relief work from Taylor Williams to escape a bases-loaded one-out jam he inherited at the top of this inning. See if the Red Ears can now draw a little closer or even tie this game up as Schiener takes a strike. One ball, one strike. Next pitch, bounced towards short, and Hager has it, and he throws out Schiener at first base. And Shiner's 0 for 4 today. He's hit safely in 10 of his last 11 games, but not this one. Not yet, anyway. One down in the bottom of the eighth, and here comes Cade Marlowe. Marlowe. Left-hand hitter. He has two hits today, and he swings and hits one in the air. Foul and out of play. He has two infield singles in this game. Now here's a swing and a roller through the right side and into the outfield. A base hit. Marlowe with his third hit of the game. Ground ball single through the right side. And that brings the tying run to the plate. Brian O'Keefe is the hitter. He's 0 for 3. And now the pitch is swung on and grounded towards third, and Kennedy has it and throws to first in time to get O'Keefe, and Marlowe takes second base. Grounded right to the third baseman, Kennedy, who had a little juggle of the ball, but quickly controlled it and threw out O'Keefe for the second out. Now Hummel will bat with a runner in scoring position and two away. And the pitch misses for a ball, 1-0. Five-three Reno, two outs in the bottom of the eighth. Now a swing and a foul tip at the plate. 1-1 the count. Now here's one that is in there for a called strike. And Hummel's behind to the count, 1-2. Well, the Rainiers are challenging this last one, and if this is incorrect, they're out of challenges for the day. We'll see. Hey, Hummel was right. It was outside by the tiniest of smidges. So that overturns it, and it is now two balls, one strike. Now, Vizcaino with his 2-1 pitch, and it's a swing and a miss, and that evens up the count 2-2. Two-two pitch, up and away, ball three. Full count now. Three balls, two strikes. And the payoff pitch is on its way, and it's outside, ball four, and Hummel draws a walk. And Tacoma has the tying runners on base with two outs for Zach Deloach. A Now the pitching coach for Reno, Jeff Baggianero, jogs out to the mound to go talk to Rafi Vizcaino. So they'll have a little chat. Deloach has a couple of hits today. Drove in a run with a single his last time up. He's 2 for 3. Driven in a run and scored a run. He steps into the batter's box now and looks out towards Vizcaino. Marlowe at second, Hummel at first with two away in the eighth inning. And the pitch is way outside. There's ball one. Pioneers have been trailing since Reno rallied at the top of the sixth inning. They're down by two right now. Now the right-hander steps off, throws to second, and getting back in easily is Marlowe. The throw almost got away from shortstop Jake Hager. Two on, two out, bottom of the eighth. Here's the 1-0 pitch to Deloach. Way outside, ball two. Ball just sailed on Vizcaino. Now the pitch is inside, ball three. A walk would load him up. The Red Ears have Nottingham on deck. Although Mike Ford has grabbed a bat and is standing in front of the dugout, or on the top step anyway. Here's the 3-0 to Deloach. And it is outside, ball four. That loads him up. Marlowe takes third. Hummel to second, Deloach down to first. Bases are loaded with two outs. Ford was just a decoy. Nottingham's gonna hit for himself. But Blake Lolly, the Reno manager, is strolling out to the mound. And he's making the call to the bullpen. So we've got a pitching change with the bases loaded at two outs in the bottom of the eighth inning. Our score, Reno 5, Tacoma 3.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra. 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog. Or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union, invested in we, insured by NCUA.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Well, we're in the eighth inning. Tacoma trailing 5-3. The Red Ears have the bases loaded with two outs. Jacob Nottingham, the batter. New pitcher for Reno, the former Mariner, and briefly Rainier, Austin Adams. 1-0 with a 3.48 ERA. Tons of strikeouts, 17 and 10 in a third innings with five walks. Here we go. Adams with his first pitch, and it is swung on and hit in the air towards center field, but Barroza is there, and he makes the catch. One pitch. Adams gets Nottingham to fly out, and that does it for the Red Ears in the bottom of the eighth inning. No runs on a hit, no errors, three runners left on base. We go to the ninth inning. It's Reno 5, Tacoma 3.
At Cannon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. You want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Cannon Electric, your home safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And we have our five super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at CannonElectric.com for more information.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at LexusofTacomaFife.com.
Time spent at Cheney Stadium is one of the best parts of growing up in Tacoma. With tons of tickets, prizes, and swag exclusively available to members, our City Kids Club, presented by Sound Credit Union, is the greatest way to be part of the fun at the ballpark all season long. To learn more about the coolest club for kids in all the South Sound, visit TacomaRainiers.com and click on our City Kids Club. Come for the baseball, stay for the memories.
We head to the ninth. New pitcher for the Red Ears, Matt Festa, takes over, and he'll face Buddy Kennedy, Phillip Evans, and P.J. Higgins, the 2, 3, and 4 hitters in the Reno lineup here at the top of the ninth inning. Kennedy's 2 for 4 with a single, a double, and a run scored. Festa has been the Red Ears' closer with 5 saves, leads the team. In fact, he's tied for the league lead. Here's his pitch to Kennedy, and it's fouled away. Festa has a 0.64 ERA in 11 appearances for Tacoma, allowing just one earned run in 14 innings. He's given up only 6 hits, 7 walks, and 11 strikeouts. A pitch clock violation has apparently been charged as they update the count to 1-1 on Kennedy. Festa's ready now, and the pitch is swung on, hit in the air to center field, hit pretty hard, going back Marlowe, and he makes the catch, moving back towards right center, and there's the first out in the top of the ninth inning. So Festa gets Kennedy to line out to center. And now Phillip Evans will bat. He's 2 for 4 with a couple of singles, a run scored, and 2 runs batted in. Pitch from Festa is a fastball outside, 1. One-oh coming, and it's taken for a strike, 1-1. Now here's 1 up and in, 2-1. In the bottom of the ninth, the Red Ears scheduled batters are Pat Valleca, Mason McCoy, and Cesar Hernandez. To 1 pitch outside. 3 balls and a strike to Evans. Now the pitch, swing and a miss, and an off-speed pitch, and the count goes full, 3-2. Three, two coming. Swung on and hit in the air to shallow center. Back is McCoy. In is Marlowe. McCoy is going to be the man to make the catch, and two men are gone in the top of the ninth inning. Evans pops up to short, two down. And now P.J. Higgins will be the batter. Right-hand hitter Higgins, he's 0 for 4, and he takes a slider for a strike. Wind still blowing in from center as it has all game long here at Cheney today. Next pitch waved at and missed. So there's strike two. No balls, two strikes to Higgins. And the pitch is swung on and popped up in the air down the right field line. Deloach chasing, as is Valleca and Hernandez. It's a foul ball, and it lands out of play at the front of the berm. Still no balls, two strikes. O-2 pitch, slider outside, 1-2. Now this one swung on, grounded right side, diving stop at first by Valleca, and he tosses to Festa, covering first base for the putout, and the inning is over. Matt Festa pitches a 3-up, 3-down. Top of the ninth inning. The stage is set for a Red Ears comeback. Let's see if it can happen. We head to the bottom of the ninth. 3-0-5, Tacoma 3.
Rainiers fans, do you know where your AAAs belong? No, not your baseball team, your batteries. Once they've lost their charge and are no longer useful, household and rechargeable batteries can cause damage, fires, or injury if they're not properly disposed of. Never throw used batteries in your regular garbage or recycling. Even batteries from old cell phones, laptops, and other portable electronics can be hazardous if thrown in the trash. So take charge of your battery disposal and find a drop-off location near you at TacomaRecycles.org.
To journalists at the News Tribune, local means life. It's why we get out of bed and sometimes why we get no sleep. We deliver news about community, catastrophe, creativity, camaraderie. To us, local means going the distance to get you up close to the story. Local means the News Tribune. Will you read local with us? Visit www.thenewstribune.com to subscribe.
Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology, from the pillow menu to the help me button in each room, Hotel Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure. The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Murano. Visit murano.com or call 866-986-8083.
We go to the bottom of the ninth inning. The Red Ears are down by two. It's Reno 5, Tacoma 3. Red Ears facing Austin Adams, who got the final out of the eighth inning. The Red Ears are going to pinch hit with Colin Moran here for Pat Valleca. Get a left-hand hitter up there against Austin Adams. So Valleca's done, 1-for-3 with 2 RBIs today. And the pitch to Moran's a swing and a miss. There's strike one. Moran just trying to get on base, bring the tying run to the plate. So here's a slider for a strike, 0-2. Mike Ford has moved into the on-deck circle for Tacoma, which is McCoy's spot. Well, Moran's behind of the count. No balls, two strikes. Adams is set. Here's his pitch, and it's swung on and fouled back. Still no balls, two strikes. Moran steps back into the batter's box now. Adams into his motion. Here's the 0-2 pitch inside, and there's ball one. Down and in. So one ball, two strikes. And here's the next pitch, and it's a swing and a miss. Strike three. They got him with a slider, and there's the first out in the bottom of the ninth inning. Moran strikes out. Now Mike Ford is going to bat for Mason McCoy. Ford having a tremendous season for the Red Ears, hitting .310 with a .423 on base percentage. 10 homers, leads the league with 46 runs batted in, but no one to drive in here except for himself. The pitch is a swing and a foul tip at the plate. That is strike one. Ford plays almost every game for the Red Ears, was getting a day off today until now. 0-1 the count. Now the next pitch is a swing and a miss. 0-2. So no balls, two strikes. Next pitch from Adams, down and in for a ball, 1-2. Austin Adams, 32-year-old veteran, trying to get back to the big leagues with the Diamondbacks. Here's his 1-2 pitch to Ford. Swing and a miss, strike three. Just an array of sliders, and two men are gone here at the bottom of the ninth inning, and the Red Ears are down to their last out. Cesar Hernandez will be the batter. And the pitch from Adams is taken on the inside edge for a called strike. Adams working quickly, the 0-1 pitch. A little outside. One ball, one strike. Well, Reno is challenging that last pitch, their first challenge of the game. And they win the challenge. It was indeed a strike, and Hernandez is now behind in the count. No balls, two strikes. And the Red Ears are down to their last strike. So 0-2 the count. Adams is now set. Here we go. The 0-2 pitch to Hernandez is low. One ball, two strikes. For a second, I thought the Aces were going to challenge that one too. One ball, two strikes, two outs in the ninth. Next pitch coming from Adams, and it is outside. Two balls, two strikes. So an even count. Now here comes the 2-2. And it swung on and sprayed into left field, and that's going to get down for a base hit. Hernandez is on, and the Red Ears still have some life. Cesar Hernandez with an opposite field single with two outs in the ninth. It brings to the plate the tying run in the form of the Red Ears home run leader, Jake Shiner. He's got a dozen this year. That's second in the PCL. He has not done anything today at the plate. He's 0 for 4. But now he represents the tying run of the ninth. The pitch is outside for a ball, 1-0. Wind still blowing in strongly from left center, but it should be noted that Shiner has hit a couple of opposite field home runs recently. Now this pitch is being challenged by Reno, and they're wrong. It was indeed a ball. The umpire's call is upheld. Reno didn't challenge anything all game long until there were two outs in the ninth inning, and now they're using their challenges. Now 1-0 the count to Shiner. Adams is ready. And the pitch is a check swing with a runner going. Did he go? No, says the first base umpire. Hernandez takes second base on defensive indifference. And Shiner's ahead of the count here, 2-0. The pitch swung on and lined to left field and caught by the left fielder Castillo, and that is the final out of the ball game. The Reno Aces win this one today, 5-3 over Tacoma, and Reno wins the series 5-2 over the Red Ears, who are now 3 games under .500 for the first time this year at 18-21. The Red Ears will be off tomorrow and at Albuquerque on Tuesday. First pitch Tuesday, 5:35 p.m. Pacific time, and we'll have it for you streaming right here in this spot on the internet. Reno wins it 5-3, the final. Stick around. We'll check out the Major League scoreboard, and we'll recap today's game. We'll also check the Pacific Coast League scores in the Tacoma Red Ears postgame show coming up next.
Long before founding Pirelli's in 1995, my father told me that the hard-working people of the Northwest were hungry. They wanted food that tasted good and filled them up. At Pirelli's, we've been nourishing the families and friends in our neighborhood with artisan pizza since 1995. This is pizza made for Northwest people by Northwest people. We call this Northwest Pizza.
At Renewal by Anderson, we've got all your bases covered as your full-service replacement solution. We design it, we build it, we install it, and we guarantee it. See why over 23,000 Western Washington homeowners have had us on their team. Let us go to bat for you on your next window or patio door project. Call 253-242-2736 or visit us online at renewalbyanderson.com.
Hi guys, it's Mark with Bayside Medical Clinic. Are you struggling with erectile dysfunction and sick of the pills? Well, we have a major medical advancement that has helped thousands of men. Our wave technology is backed by 60 clinical studies, including from Cambridge University. It's been shown to increase blood flow by repairing blood vessels. No pills and no side effects. If you're ready to put a stop to your ED, call us now, and not only will the assessment and blood flow ultrasound be free, but we'll also include something unique that produces powerful results in the bedroom. You're going to love that one, guys. Trust me. This unprecedented offer is worth $600, but it's free to those who call in the next 2 minutes. Call 206-670-9000. That's 206-670-9000. Guys, put a stop to your erectile dysfunction and get your life back. Call Bayside Medical Clinic now to qualify. 206-670-9000.
Well, Reno takes the series finale from the Red Ears by a final score of 5-3. And this is a game that saw Reno trailing for much of the first half of it, only to have the Aces rally in the sixth inning and then hang on for the victory. Tacoma was facing lefty Blake Walston, who limited the Red Ears to one hit in the series opener on Tuesday, a game that Reno won 2-1, as the Red Ears also had a really good pitching performance that day from Jose Rodriguez. Well, this game was 0-0 until the bottom of the second inning, when the Red Ears broke through against Walston in a way that they did not when they faced him on Tuesday. Four straight singles in the bottom of the second inning to start the inning. Cooper Hummel, a base hit to right. Zach Deloach singled to center. Jacob Nottingham, base hit through the left side to load the bases. And then Pat Valleca singled to left, bringing in two runs, and the Rainiers were ahead 2-0. And at that point, they had runners at first and second with no one out, and they just had four straight hits. But Blake Walston then retired the next three batters, two strikeouts and a ground out, and he was off and running. The Rainiers did not get another hit until the sixth inning. The Rainiers led 2-0 after four. Jose Rodriguez gave up only one hit through four. But in the fifth, Dominic Canzone, who had been pretty quiet this week, connected for his team-leading 10th home run for Reno, a solo shot to right field. And that made it a 2-1 ball game. But Rodriguez got through that inning without any further damage. We went to the sixth inning, still 2-1. Rodriguez retired the leadoff man. And then Jorge Barroza was up. And the conditions today throughout this game, very windy. And, of course, a high sun. And Barroza hit a pop-up into shallow center. It was wind-blown, and it ended up falling in for a double. And he was on with one out at the top of the sixth inning. And that seemed to open the door for Reno. Buddy Kennedy followed with a double to the right field corner. Barroza thought the ball might be caught, so he did not score. He just went to third. Still, they had runners at second and third. Then Phillip Evans with the infield in. Chopped a grounder through the right side for an RBI single, tying the game up 2-2. Rodriguez struck out P.J. Higgins for the second out of the inning. Then the Rainiers brought in left-hander Rob Kaminsky to face the left-hand swinging Dominic Canzone. And that strategy didn't pan out because Canzone lined a single to center field, and it brought in Buddy Kennedy, gave Reno the 3-2 lead. And then Tristan English followed with a double to right field, bringing in Phillip Evans, and when it was all said and done, Reno scored three runs in the top of the sixth inning, and they led the game 4-2. Rainiers immediately got a run back at the bottom of the sixth inning when Marlowe reached on an infield single, stole second base, was at third with two outs, and Zach Deloach singled him in, an opposite field base hit through the left side. Deloach had two hits and a walk today, including that clutch two-out RBI single in the bottom of the sixth inning. That made it 4-3 at the time. But Reno picked up another run in the seventh inning against reliever Steven Kolek. Ali Sanchez led off with a base hit to center field, was bunted to second, and then a walk to Barroza put two on. Kennedy struck out. Looked like Kolek was going to get out of the inning, but Phillip Evans, that man again, base hit to right field, brought in a run and made it 5-3. Evans, the league's leading hitter, was 2-for-5 today with a pair of RBI singles. That was the last run of the game. The Rainiers did threaten with two outs in the eighth inning, loading the bases, but Reno brought in Austin Adams to face Jacob Nottingham with the bases loaded and two outs, and he got Nottingham to fly out to center field, wrapping up that inning. And the Rainiers got a two-out single in the ninth, but could not score there, and Reno takes it 5-3 is the final. Here are the final totals in today's game. For Reno, 5 runs on 10 hits. There were no errors, 8 runners left on base. Tacoma scores 3 runs on 9 hits, no errors, left 8 on base. Winning pitcher is Blake Walston. Walston is now 4-1 on the year. The save goes to Austin Adams, his third, and taking the loss, Jose Rodriguez. He falls to 1-4. Attendance today, 5,454. And the win for Reno improved their record to 23-16 on the year. They're in second place in the PCL. The Rainiers fall to 18-21 on the season. And Tacoma is 3 games under 500 for the first time this year. The Rainiers will be back in action on Tuesday on the road in Albuquerque. First pitch, 5:35. We'll have the broadcast for you right here on this stream with Darren McCacken on the mound for the Rainiers against a right-hander for Albuquerque by the name of Carl Kaufman. That's on Tuesday at 5:35. Reno takes it 5-3, the final score. Stick around. We'll check out the Major League Baseball scoreboard right after this.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra. 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
At BECU, we don't charge our credit union members to access their own money. Just ask Devin.
It's really easy and super, super convenient.
Join BECU for free checking, no minimum balance requirement, and access to over 30,000 surcharge-free co-op network ATMs nationwide. Visit becu.org/freechecking to learn more. Membership required. Restrictions apply. Federally insured by NCUA. Member compensated for participation. BECU. Power in people.
Reno beats Tacoma 5-3, the final score. We'll check out the Major League Baseball scoreboard now, starting with the Mariners, as always. They were going for a sweep at Detroit, but didn't get it. The Tigers took the final game today 5-3, so the Mariners had to settle for taking 2 out of 3 to start their road trip in Detroit. Today, some wildness. Matt Brash pitching with the bases loaded in a tie game in the seventh inning. Hit a batter to force in a run and walked another. Riley Green had 3 hits for the Tigers. Javi Baez drove in a couple of runs. So the M's fall 5-3. They take 2 out of 3, and now it's on to Boston. Elsewhere in American League games, Cleveland defeats the Angels 4-3. Josh Naylor with a go-ahead 3-run homer at the bottom of the eighth inning for the Guardians. Taylor Walls hit a grand slam, and the Rays beat the Yankees 8-7. And Tampa got a split of the 4-game series at New York. Houston edged the White Sox 4-3 in Chicago. Yonner Diaz up from Sugarland in his first big league home run for the Astros. And Texas and Oakland were tied 3-3 after 7. They went to the 8th inning, and the Rangers put together the old 8-run 8th. Yeah, 8 runs in the top of the 8th inning, and the Rangers roll to an 11-3 win over the A's. Adolis Garcia had 3 hits, including a homer, and 5 runs batted in for Texas. In interleague games today, the Pirates shut out Baltimore 4-0. Mitch Keller, 7 scoreless innings with a career-high 13 strikeouts. Toronto trailed the Braves 5-4 going to the bottom of the ninth inning in Toronto, and they scored 2 runs to win it. Danny Jansen with a game-winning 2-run single to give the Blue Jays a 3-game sweep of the Braves. Minnesota had not one but 2 7-run innings in a 16-3 pasting of the Cubs today. Trevor Larnach hit a 3-run homer. Joey Gallo went deep, as did Michael Taylor. And more big innings. The Brewers had a 7-run third, and they rolled to a 9-6 victory over the Kansas City Royals. Bryce Terang, rookie shortstop for the Brewers, with a 3-run homer. The Mets and the Nationals had to complete a suspended game from yesterday, and the Nats won that 3-2. C.J. Abrams with a go-ahead homer in the bottom of the seventh inning. Then they played the regularly scheduled game, which just ended minutes ago, and the Mets won that 8-2 with Max Scherzer picking up the win for New York. Other National League games, Marlins defeat the Reds 3-1. Brian De La Cruz had 3 hits and an RBI to lead the Marlins attack. Colorado shuts out Philadelphia 4-0 behind Kyle Freeland, 6 scoreless innings. The Dodgers shut out the Padres by that same score of 4-0. Tony Gonsolin and 4 relievers combining on a 3-hit shutout. That was a sweep for the Dodgers, a 3-gamer over the Padres. And the Diamondbacks knock off the Giants 2-1 on a walk-off RBI double by Lourdes Gurriel in the bottom of the ninth. Arizona took 3 out of 4 from San Francisco. Sunday night baseball is the Cardinals and Red Sox from Boston, and at Fenway, they're tied up 1-1 in the top of the second inning. That's your Major League Baseball scoreboard for today here in Tacoma. The Red Ears fall to Reno 5-3. We'll be back with more right after this.
One of the nation's top children's hospitals, recognized by the LeapFrog Group, is right here in Tacoma. Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. They offer leading pediatric experts in orthopedics, surgery, cancer care, and much more, conveniently across the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's cares for the unique needs of each child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Find a pediatric urgent care, pediatrician, or a pediatric specialist at marybridge.org.
When you download the Fred Meyer app, you have easy access to savings every day. Get the most out of weekly sales and receive personalized coupons to save on your favorite items, all while earning one fuel point for every dollar spent. Fred Meyer makes it easy to save while you shop, whether it's in-store or online, so you get the most value out of every trip, every time. Download the Fred Meyer app now to save big on your next purchase. Fred Meyer, fresh for everyone. Must have a digital account to redeem offers. Restrictions may apply. See site for details.
Reno beats Tacoma today 5-3. Tough series here for the Red Ears against Reno, their former division rival when this league was divided into divisions up until this year. The Red Ears beat Reno 4 out of 5 when they were here for the opening homestand the first week of April. And Tacoma was 9-2 in games at Cheney Stadium when this homestand began. But Reno came in here, won 5 out of 7. The Rainiers' home record has fallen to 11-7 on the year. Still good, but, not exactly 9-2 anymore. And the Rainiers have been struggling on the road, and that's what needs to turn around. And they hope to do that in the 6-game road trip to Albuquerque that starts on Tuesday at 5:35 p.m. Pacific time. Speaking of the Topes, they lost at Vegas today 15-10, a Sunday slugfest in Las Vegas. And Albuquerque is now 16-23. So they haven't been playing great baseball recently. And maybe the Rainiers will be able to get them this week down in New Mexico. Other finals, Sacramento beat Salt Lake 4-3 in Sacramento. That was a walk-off for the Rivercats, 2 runs in the bottom of the 9th. And Oklahoma City completed a 6-game series sweep on the road at Round Rock. They beat them today 7-5. First-place Oklahoma City Dodgers are 28-11 on the year. They have a 5-game lead over second-place Reno. One game at night, it's in Sugar Land, Texas. El Paso leads 2-0, top of the 3rd inning out there. Well, the Red Ears will be back at it Tuesday and try to get things squared away. I can promise you the offense is going to generate a lot more runs in Albuquerque than it did here. It's a mile-high city in Albuquerque, a great hitter's ballpark. The Red Ears batters are going to have a good time there. And first game is Tuesday at 5:35, Darren McCacken against Carl Kaufman. We'll start our pregame show at 5:25. Until then, this is Mike Curto saying so long from Cheney Stadium. Once again, our final score today, Reno Aces 5, Tacoma Red Ears 3. Have a great rest of your Mother's Day, and we'll talk to you on Tuesday.